Kirby and Josh.
I'm going to call that's the best show we've done this week.
Okay.
I reckon.
No, it was a lot of fun. I think the energy was up. I were up. It's just a good day,
Monday,
really.
Monday, we were both wrecked.
That,
right? Still so okay. There's some good gear in there, too. Tuesday, we were building up.
But right now, the engine, it's revving, baby. So only expect good things from now.
I reckon. If you listen to this, you'd be like, you know what? That's right.
I get it.
Is their best show.
And do you know why? Because we had a local legend on who is the nicest person going around, would do anything for anyone, but somehow has topped Geelong's scandal list.
I know. It wasn't even his fault.
I feel for him.
Yeah.
I feel for him, but at least he understands it's not his fault.
That's right. That's right. You can find out who that is very soon. Catch me outside, girl.
Catch me outside.
Catch me outside.
Catch me outside.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Oh, she's up to something, which is earning her the big bucks.
I know.
Frustrating. Oh, hello.
Well, she's going to pay.
I know.
I know. What's the aggression? The anger?
The anger was coming out of both of us in Price is Right.
Oh, it got intense. There's heaps. I told you, the whole show.
Just put a smile on your dial.
You can listen to this whole thing and you're going to be like, wow, that's good.
And you know,
except for maybe Herbie's landlord story. But that's good.
It was okay.
It was good. It was really good. The whole show was great.
Do you know what? You're going to learn about zebra soon.
You can listen all right now on the podcast. First choice for first home buyers. Herbie, there was an article today on the Geelong Advertiser.
Geelong's biggest Instagram scandals and controversies.
So there was a few things that some Geelong Cats players had done.
Oh, yeah.
There were some personalities from around the place that were like anti-vaxxers stuff. But the man that topped the list, probably the nicest guy we've ever had a chat to.
I don't understand how this guy could even get his name onto a list like this.
He was on the X Factor. He's one of the great musicians Geelong has produced. His name is Taylor Henderson, and he joins us now. Taylor, how you doing? What's going on?
Oh, you know, just topping the scandal list, that kind of thing. didn't realise I was such a threat. Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's what we were in shock about. You know, we thought Taylor Henderson, the nicest guy ever, and then you click on the article and then someone's taking advantage of you.
Like, sometimes I can't believe it. You go to their profile and you're just like, how does anyone believe this crap? Like, so I remember one time there was a fake account under my name, but the default picture was Guy Sebastian. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, guys, far out. But anyway.
Were you kind of a little bit chuffed, though, when you saw that people thought you were Guy? Were you going, oh, it's quite nice?
I was like, oh, now, I mean, he's a real talent, you know. I'm just your local Geelong boy, so, you know. So
you're our superstar.
was that like a weird thing for you then, obviously, like, because... Did anyone ever try and use you as a dating profile? Like, you know, I guess it was an Instagram account, but did anyone put you as Tinder?
Absolutely. I remember my name was on something like there's a Melbourne Facebook page and it's for girls only. And you probably know this story though. But I remember I was on it and they were like, can you believe this guy? Like, trying. I'm like, I haven't been on dating apps. Like, it's just crazy. So,
you were catfishing girls.
I know. I actually feel bad for the girls because, like, sometimes it just more feels like a joke. I'm like, I can't believe I actually have to warn people about this. Like, who would actually fall for this stuff? So,
looking at the list, though, there's a lot of Geelong Cats players. Yeah. A lot of them former, current. They're on the list, but you still top it. Are you happy with that stat that you are topping current Geelong superstars?
Mate, I don't even know how to answer that question, to be honest, because, like, I mean, there's part of me that feels like, oh, they'd use me, but I just want to say to them, guys, just use an AFL player. They're so much more attractive than this guy right here.
Oh,
Taylor.
Oh,
you know,
humble fella.
I know, but, you know, I can't believe I'm the top. That's just crazy.
Let's get to anything happening in your world musically at the moment? Can you do anything?
Yeah, well, right now, like, it's honestly, like, all I'm doing at the moment is I'm basically recording and writing a new EP, which is really cool. I'm using an awesome producer. But, I had a show in Bannockburn that was going to come up literally in the next week, but it's now just been moved over to October 16th. Oh, yeah. So, or 19th. I've got to check my schedule. But
Well, when you do know, let us know, and you know, we'll get you on, you know, in the news for the right reasons, as opposed to topping scandalous list.
I'm sure. That sounds awesome, guys. Thank
Stop
you
breaking
so much.
Girls' hearts, Taylor.
I'm trying, right?
Geelong superstar Taylor Henderson, thank you so much for your time, mate. It's awesome.
Thanks, guys. Have an awesome day. Thank you.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Do you remember this lady?
Catch me outside. How about that?
Catch you outside? What does that mean?
What I just said.
How can you forget it?
Oh, God.
She featured on Dr. Phil. He had some interesting characters on his show along the journey. And then from that, she has just skyrocketed.
I reckon she's gone, she got a rap career after. So she was 13 at the time. She's only just turned 18 now, so very young. So she was on the show for an attitude problem. Her mum didn't know what to do.
You can hear the attitude in that. Catch me outside.
Yeah, couldn't play some of the stuff she was saying to the audience.
She has a broad language, you could say, for a 13-year-old.
So she got into the rap game. From that, she made $2 million on product placements alone in video clips.
You're kidding me.
$2 million. Like, I didn't even know.
From product placement?
Yeah.
We so film this show. Why don't we start popping things in? $2 million.
Feel free to get in contact. but from there, she's now joined another social media website where she broke the record for most subscribers in a 6-hour period where she earned $1 million.
Another million.
Gone. She reckons, so she's earned so much money now, she said she could retire at the age of 18. And that she's going to pay cash for a $4 million US dollar house.
Oh.
Isn't that insane at 18 to have that much money?
This hasn't helped her attitude problem. I can tell you that much. This has only enhanced it.
You worry for it, like people like that, don't you? That make it super famous very young and there's so much money because your world would be warped. I mean, look,
I'd love the opportunity.
Yeah. But at the same time, you don't really get to grow up, do you?
Like, no. If you look at all the child celebs, like your Lindsay Lohan, who grew up in the industry, like they all hit a part of their career where it's down.
That's why you have to say, like, people like Neil Patrick Harris did pretty well, didn't he? Like, he was famous the whole time.
Yeah.
And then he was, you know, Drew Barrymore, another one.
She had a bit of a downhill
did
time
she?
Too. Yeah.
All right.
Yep. Speaks open because she was so young in E.T.
Yeah.
And then early on, yeah.
Because you're around, like, famous people, aren't you?
You just,
and
I think
older people too.
You're made to grow up earlier. And then you miss out on your childhood. But then to get that kind of fame for this, cash me outside, girl, I feel bad for her because she has missed out. Yeah, she's got the money now, but have they fixed the original issue she went on Dr.
That's
Phil
right.
for?
But this moment...
Catch me outside, how about that?
Has
Catch
to be
outside.
One of the most, you know, famous moments on television history.
Oh, yeah.
What I just said.
So what I thought we'd do is I've got some audio from famous parts, famous TV shows.
Yep.
I'll play you the audio. You have to tell me what the TV show was that it was on.
Okay. And this is like scandalous moments.
Yeah, scandalous moments on TV or just funny moments. All right.
You'll catch me outside all after this.
It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock. We are going to play a little game because this lady...
Catch me outside.
Has just talked about the fact that she's made so much money since being on Dr. Phil when she was 18 that she can now buy a $4 million house in cash.
It really frustrates me. I don't know if it angers me as well, but I just get quite annoyed at the situation. Like, does she deserve it?
Does she have talent, you know?
You know?
Does she deserve to have it? Oh, well, she's got it. You know,
well done.
That's the reality
well
of the
done.
Situation.
Okay.
Alrighty, so I'm going to play you a bit of audio from a TV show.
Yep.
You have to tell me, like, I'd say these are pretty big moments in television history. You just have to tell me what the TV show was, what it was on. So it's super
I do
easy.
Watch a lot of TV, so I should be good at this.
All right, first one, here we go.
Feeling a bit sick about this. I'm so sorry about this. Oh, my God.
Oh, is it Top Model?
Sarah Murdoch got the...
Announced the runner-up
as the winner.
And then had to imagine the situation.
Oh, shattered. Do you reckon that person got fired afterwards? Fed her the wrong information?
I just think, my giddy aunt, that's not a good position for anyone to be in.
No.
Except the runner-up who did win.
Yeah. All right, next one. Here we go.
Can I ask you a simple mathematical question? This segment is 5 minutes long.
I don't know why they beeped that out, but...
Thinking... It feels like that voice was Gretel Colleen, and I'm going to Big Brother, but I...
It is.
It is?
Well done. When Merlin.
Oh, nice. Merlin came out and put the tape over his mouth.
That's
yes.
Right. To free the refugees.
Yes.
Huge moment.
That was massive, wasn't it? That was the old days of Good Big Brother too. Let's just point that out, please.
Well, we've spoken about that numerous times.
New stuff sucks.
Next one.
I have something I need to tell you.
What?
It's almost laughable.
What?
This one's a bit harder. I can give you more later, but have a guess.
I have something to tell you. It's almost laughable. It's obviously a reality where that you've got some guys and girls. I'm thinking I'm going towards Bachelorette. No, Bachelor with lots of girls. Yes.
It is.
But what's
a... You didn't pick me either.
Oh! Oh, yes. Is it the Honey Badger?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want no one. This heart's going to no one.
Now, this wasn't an Australian television moment. I just think it's the greatest television moment in history of any reality
TV show. Well, my brain's
TV
straight
show.
Away for you is going to Simpsons, but that can't be.
No, it's a reality TV okay. show. All right, here we go.
Mysterious girl, move your body close to mine.
Come on, move your body. Come on, move your body.
I try to concentrate. A man wants to explore.
To explore.
No doubt you look so fine.
Whoa.
Girl,
American
won't
Idol.
Make you mine.
No.
Yeah, come on, just let me be.
It's X Factor.
X Factor. Oh. Gosh.
Oh, that is one of the best. And you see it all the time, that meme.
It's so
you?
Good.
Brilliant.
It's
brilliant.
So good.
Well done.
Did Which one would you be if we were singing?
Oh,
come on, move your body.
I think we all know who's who. Which one?
Come on, move your body.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Kirby and Josh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, want to talk about zebras?
Well, I love zebras.
They're quirky little characters, but I'm all for them.
I mean, if you had the choice between a horse or a zebra. Oh,
zebra every day
I
of the week.
I think you're going to zebra.
Well, early this year at Werribee Zoo, a little baby foal fala.
Oh, that's right. It was cool, wasn't it? Yeah.
Love that for
cute.
Us.
Very cute.
Very cute. But what I dare say is cuter is what's been spotted over in Kenya. An extremely rare polka dot zebra.
Oh, it's got dots.
Not stripes.
Did that has obviously happened before? Sure.
It's happened before.
Okay.
This is the first time ever it's been at this park.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Very
How does that
rare.
Even happen?
I don't know. I don't know. It goes on to say that it is like a genetic like form that's happened.
And do they get accepted?
Well, it's galloping around. It looks great. Mm. The photos are adorable. It's just literally a zebra that's more black skin with the white dots.
Yeah, right.
It honestly blew my mind. And so because of that, started Googling into some zebras. Got some facts for you.
Oh, here we go. I love this.
This
love
one...
Zebras.
I don't know if it's much of a fact, but I just found it interesting.
Okay.
So in 2014, Wendy Yarnett claimed a Guinness World Record for owning the most zebra-related items. She won the record with 508 items ranging from soft toys to clothing and jewellery.
Oh, wow. She's like the Carol Baskin of the zebra world.
Yes.
I just... Yeah, when you see people, it's like...
What's going on?
Because Kat's got like four leopard print things. So I'm like, that's a lot of leopard print.
508?
No.
That's too much. But these are the real facts. These ones are the hard hitting. So only 6 minutes after being born, zebra fowls are able to stand. Yeah. After 20 minutes, foals, sorry, are able to stand. After 20 minutes, they can walk. And within 40 minutes, they're able to run.
Well, they sort of have to be, don't they? That's pretty incredible. But like, you know, every chance the lion's ready. You know?
Oh, we've seen all the docos. David Attenborough tells us that preys are ready to pounce. They've got excellent eyesight and are one of the only few mammals that can see in colour. However, they cannot see the colour orange.
Really?
How weird.
That's so odd.
Like, I don't get it. I don't know why, but that's a fact.
That's mental.
And then this one is, it may
is
play
this
up.
Is grim, is it?
No, it's not grim. No, it's definitely not grim. I think you're going to like this one.
All right, cool.
Zebras have an extremely powerful kick. They're able to kick with nearly 3,000 pounds of force.
Wow.
Which is strong enough to kill a fully grown lion with a single blow.
That is grim. that is literally definition. You're talking about death.
It's so amazing.
Yeah,
look at them. They're not lions of the king of the jungle. Zebra, one kick out.
You talk to you what's grim and what's not in life. You always have to end on death. I've just noticed.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
I got some prizes that I want you to guess. Now it's time to put you both to the test. Search Marketplace. A can of mace? Goodness gracious, it's the Price is Right.
My favourite time of the week.
Oh, Price love right. this.
Probably my favourite game.
Items from Gumtree Marketplace around Geelong on the Surf Coast where you got to get closest to the pin.
Yes, that's it. Okay.
Let's go shopping.
All right, number one, a Where's Wally puzzle.
Ooh. I was a big fan of Where's Wally. Mm.
Is it new or used?
Look, definitely used, in good condition. 750 pieces. They claim they're all there. I mean, that makes that makes a puzzle even better. Location, Geelong Central.
Still getting quick. Think about that number. Don't overthink it.
I mean, it looks pretty cool, to be honest. It's kind of retro.
Oh, well, we could use that information earlier.
I was just flicking through the phones.
I was going to say free. That's what my heart was saying, but I put a number down.
Yep. Josh has come in. 22 buckaroonies.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Herbie, a little bit lower. $5.
Oh, she's closer, isn't she?
The Where's Wally puzzle. $10 goes to Herbs. She's done it. On the board.
Pressure.
Number two. A DVD set of random TV shows. So obviously used. It's for the lot. Location Geelong, but we're talking Private Practice episodes, Mad Men, Orange is the New Black.
So is it, how many would you say there is? How many TV shows in total?
Probably four by the looks of things.
And how many DVDs?
10.
Oh, this has got the heart thinking.
There's even The Brides of Christ, which is a must watch.
If you're thinking with your heart in this game, I'm probably thinking you're not doing too well.
Okay.
I think Herbie's feeling the pressure.
I am. Josh this is still where smooth. I always come undone.
I know, because you want the win. You want the win.
I never get it.
I'm going to stick with what I know.
It's like back when Josh was on holidays. Okay.
Now, I think she's winning today.
No,
I can't connect with the item. I can't see it. I can't visualize.
Okay. Who went? Josh went first. All right.
Yeah.
So Herbie has given the multi-set TV show DVDs $30. Josh has come in at $22.
Oh, you've gone the same.
Unbelievable. TV show, DVDs. The lot is up here for $20. It goes to Josh.
Oh.
It's a tie break.
No.
Gosh, that hurts.
Does that mean we need this?
The intense music.
See how my three was really odd looking?
It's because you didn't go
I had a two. That's $20.
Every week.
Alrighty.
All right, the last one. Now, this is both familiar to the industry you work in. It's a 1950s replica digital radio.
Oh, this is where we go harder.
Pickup is in Torquay.
Ooh.
Digital replica radio.
So it's like an old school vintage radio, but obviously it's got all your digital mechanics in there.
Oh my gosh, I'm stressing over here.
And it's in perfect working condition. Could have used that info, Josh, before you slid your answer
nah,
all
just
over.
Just going to go with it. Just going to go with it. Herbie needs a win anyway. You know, it's a win-win for me. Win-win either way.
I'm so Herbie stressed
wins.
Right there.
Dropping things on the ground.
She's
okay.
In a good mood for the rest of the show. If I win, it's just another one.
Okay. All right. So Josh has come in at $47.
$47, okay.
Herbie has come in at $70.
Oh, no.
The 1950s replica digital radio.
It's
up
less.
Here for...
It's less.
$60. It goes to Herbie. She got a win. Well done, Herbie. Well done.
We can all breathe a sigh of relief. Well done.
She's on the board. Is that the first win you've ever had?
It feels like it. It honestly feels like it.
Huge, huge. Cheapers. Came up clutch. Well done. Good on you as well, Bilbo.
See, it's not a boys' club. It's an even playing field every week.
Okay. Just good cricket all round in my what I'm thinking. Well done. Thank you, Bilbo.
Thanks, guys.
It is Herbie and Josh.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
It is Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock at 955. Still seeing on 14 degrees tomorrow. Looking like it's going to be a nice one. 18 and mostly sunny.
Slip, slop, slap.
Loving that. We were just saying before that there's a tissue being sold, or it's up for sale for $1 million.
This is ridiculous. I understand people are fans, mm-hmm. and that they love people in the celeb world. But when they're buying things like this, honestly, what is wrong with you?
Well, that tissue belongs to probably the greatest soccer player of all time in Lionel Messi. Played for Barcelona.
Yes.
Everyone knows him. And you got to remember, soccer over there is...
It's a religion.
It is.
It's huge.
It is. He's an Argentinian. People love him. People think he's, you know, godlike in a way.
Which I understand, but having his tissue, which you're paying $1 million for... Bonkers.
You'd have a lot, yeah. It's insane, isn't it? So he used this because he's just left Barcelona, which is the club he's been at for his whole life, like basically a child. And now he's moved, and so he was giving a goodbye press conference. He was crying into the tissue, used it, and then someone has gone, I'm going to grab it, grabbed it after the press conference, and now...
Smart person.
Oh, no, very clever. I mean, you're saying how ridiculous it was to buy it for $1 million, but someone's going to make...
Who's selling it?
I know. Incredible.
But if you were to buy it, say you buy it, I come over to your house, are you taking me around your house to show me Messi's tissue? And I go, oh, how'd you get that?
As like, we go through the hallway, you know, and it's just sitting there in a glass container. Tissue. I'm like, did you see that?
Mate?
Is that Messi's?
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, it is.
Prime condition.
Hey, I'm just saying, when they do that thing, you know, when they can take your DNA and clone you, you know, I've just made the next best soccer player, okay? And now he's laughing because the returns on that, huge. Not the only tissue up for sale, Scarlett Johansson's.
Oh, you don't want hers.
Well, that went for $5,300.
Why?
80 bids on eBay for that one.
She's just expecting announced today that she's having another baby.
Well, yeah. Was she going to sell a pregnancy test? Because apparently someone sold Britney Spears' pregnancy test once.
No.
Which is, just seems very weird.
I understand people selling, trying to get some kind of money, but the people who buy it really are just quite quirky and odd for mine.
So the husband sold it to a radio station in Canada, and then they sold it to a casino for $5,000.
Kev Fed.
Yeah.
Kev Fed.
What's he doing now?
Oh, trying to look for more pregnancy tests.
Britney Spears, her gum's been up for sale. Lady Gaga saucer that she used once.
If there was a celebrity that you could buy something odd of, which is that celeb for you?
I don't really have one like that I really look up to.
I don't know if I...
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Would I buy their house, maybe, if I could afford it? Sure.
But their dirty underwear? Probably not.
I'm going to take a pass on that one. I mean, are you going to say that you've got one?
No.
Oh, now you've gone quiet. Now you've gone red. Are you going red as well? Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Not happy, Jen.
The ad game.
1-3-0-0-6-5-5-0-6.
With Herbie and Josh.
You look so hot today. Like a sunrise.
You're annoying.
We love this time of the week. It's where I... delve deep into the archives, find some ads and play snippets of them. And Josh, you just have to work out the brand, the company behind it.
That's it. Because we love our ads.
Well, some ads you really have to applaud and you go, well done. Like, that has made me want to continue watching, not turn off my TV or radio.
And the people that are behind it, you know, you're just like, wow,
genius.
Good on them. Give them a raise.
It's worth paying people to come up with a good ad because some ads are just... terrible.
Oh, gee. Like when I lived in Port Macquarie and they used to do their own ads.
Oh
Jesus.
Never a good idea. We'll do our own. Probably not.
Get the professionals. Anyway.
Three ads today, Josh. I'm hopeful. I reckon you can go 3 from 3.
Okay. All right. First one.
Some kids like their fruit round. Some kids like their fruit long. Speaking for myself, I like my fruit flat out.
What was the word, the last word there? Flatter. Is it a roll-up?
Listen to the rest of it. Is it a roll-up, Josh?
Share them, you can share them, you can cut them on a plate. Roll them in a ball and give them to your mate.
It's a roll-up.
Real fruit flatter.
Yeah. Uncle
Baby's fruit roll-up.
Well done.
Well done, Josh. It's a roll-up.
Jeez, that's old.
It's a good ad, though. It was terrible. Like, watching it back, I've gone...
I can see you dancing.
I love roll-ups.
Who doesn't? We should get some.
They're delightful. Never. Speaking of Ben from Workday, and he said the only thing roll-ups were good for was pulling out your loose tooth as a kid.
So true. So true. Next one.
Here I am.
sick of Rex.
Oh, it's the Bonds ad, isn't it? Or it's
You're very warm.
It's an underwear ad because I remember
there's lots of bugs.
Yeah, bugs
on the bed.
And there's an echidna.
Yeah. Sick and Rex.
I can't remember the brand.
I can't give you much more of the ad because the next part of the ad reveals it. If you want to listen to Sig and Rex again, you can.
No, we'll just go with what the ad is.
Hellproof Ants Pants. Oh. It's unbelievable underwear.
So close, you're warm though.
Yeah.
Your brain's getting better.
People got in trouble for that ad, I think.
Why?
I don't know. People just get in trouble for anything these days.
Jeepers, you can't do anything.
No, you can't.
This one has got to be one of my favourite ads of all time.
And you reckon
I reckon
easy.
You should get it straight away. If you do.
That's pressure. You know, that is...
You should get it because it's something I reckon you would have rewatched.
This place is amazing. You've really outdone yourself this time, babe.
You deserve.
It's Carlton Draft without even going any further, isn't it?
Well, you're close. It's Carlton.
Carlton, is it mid?
It's Carlton mid. Yeah, let's keep going.
All right, cool.
Ken, what are you doing here? What a coincidence. What are you doing here? You... Me and Rog, all in the same place.
Jamison, is that you?
Well, I think their ads are just always the best.
Incredible.
Remember that expensive ad?
It's a big ad.
Yeah, we didn't want you to sing it. We just wanted to reminisce about it. That's sort of what we were thinking of.
Well done to you.
Two out of three.
Well done.
Take a bow, sir. I'd say Hellproof is probably owned by Bonds, potentially.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Yeah. Alrighty, Herbs, let's get your thoughts, daily topics. You know the drill.
I know it.
Yeah, nah.
Fenno?
Yeah. No, yeah?
Yes.
Well done. You know, I was honestly worried that you weren't going to get that right.
I have been on the downhill slope in terms of my brain of late. Not
it's
good.
All good. All righty. First one. Sudoku puzzles.
Yeah. Or nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. I don't mind them. And I probably should do more of them at the moment. But I really should.
Take up some time, don't they, you know?
Well, you can get some easy ones because they have their little levels. They've got easy, medium, hard. Some very, very tricky, but they're quite simple, you know?
Yeah.
It's not too complex. Like crosswords, you really have to think, but there's only so many numbers that can go in that Sudoku.
So the man that popularized them and made them huge, unfortunately, has passed away.
Oh.
Today, 69 years of age. The reason it got the name of Sudoku was basically he wanted to get to the track, so he had to come up with a name. He wanted to go to the horse track, so he thought of a name quickly. And Sue meaning numbers, and Doku meaning unmarried. So I don't
was he unmarried, and that's why maybe
no
he's
idea.
To attract to meet people.
Yeah, he's maybe divorced. anyway, visiting dark tourism destinations.
Yeah,
nah. Or nah, yeah.
What dark are we talking about?
Well, so there's people that now, like, there's a big thing in Britain now where they're travelling to probably dangerous spots that they're not supposed to. So a guy went to Afghanistan purely for the fact that it was, like, a war-torn country and that it was dangerous and that not many people had been there.
Yeah.
So apparently it's on the rise at the moment. People visiting Chernobyl, even though I'm still not sure if you should be around that area. Obviously we know what happened there.
I don't know. Like, I understand people's fascination because your brain is always going to be curious. But also, let drones do the work and then look at the documentary.
Wait until it's safe.
Yeah.
You know, there's a reason people don't travel there.
Exactly.
You know? But, yeah,
people,
interesting.
And people, I think, are very much into their gram and seeing how many...
That's it.
Look at what I did. Followers.
That's it. Everyone wants to be different. Mm. All right, last one. Being a cat owner.
Yeah, nah.
Or nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. Not for me.
Yeah.
I just don't get them. I'm not a cat person, and it's not that I hate them, but what's the point? They don't really come up to you, and then those that do, that's because you're giving them a little bit too much attention. Yeah. The cat wants to be left alone.
Yeah.
My dad always said that he loved them because they clean up after themselves, but that, for me, is really all they're good at.
Yeah.
You know?
So a cat has saved its owner's life.
Oh, here we go.
So what happened was basically she was on a walk and she fell down this ravine. No one could find her, so they reported her missing. The only reason they found her was because the cat was meowing aggressively to alert
them
to the spot where she was. And then they went down there and, like, they found her.
Now I change my mind. That if I had that kind of cat that was saving my life and give me one of its nine, then yes.
To be fair, the dog might have done it quicker. You know, if you had a pup. I'm just saying. Kirby and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Kirby and Josh on K-Rock 955.
Josh, 52232955. We want to know, did the house owner have ridiculous rules?
Right, okay.
Because a lady has, you're going to love this, taken to Mum's Net.
Great. Do you know what? Great site.
To ask people for some honest feedback on something that's happened to her, and she's currently in the situation.
Right, okay.
So, obviously, over in the UK, they were hit pretty hard last year. Mm. They've been in lockdown for a lot of it, but now things are opening up and you can travel again.
Yep.
So, her and her partner have decided to go on a little holiday to the countryside, and they've booked an Airbnb there.
Nice one.
Just to escape.
Love it.
To be in someone else's home. That's what you love. Well, not your own.
Yeah, especially some of them are so nice. You're like, geez, I wish I owned this.
And, like, they've already put the fresh sheets on. You don't have to do that.
Oh, that's good. You don't even have to clean them sometimes.
No.
Which is brilliant.
It's great. Just pull them up. You're like, brilliant. I can do that. Wish I could do it at home. So she gets to the house, and if you've ever been to an Airbnb or even if you're ever renting, there's sometimes some rules.
Mm.
And she starts reading this and she just thinks, this isn't fair. This isn't fair at all.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a note on the bench that has asked her to feed.
Yeah.
The plant some water daily.
So it's a bit of a task. Well, yeah.
To do a task. And there's 10 pot plants that are hanging down. Now, the lady goes on to say, this is quite annoying that she wants me to do this because I've actually got to get the hose out. It's not an easy process.
So it's not an easy task.
It's not just fill up your watering can and water the old plants. Mm-hmm. It's actually going to take some time.
Bit of a process.
Plus, she said the lady who owns the house comes to the house twice a day to feed her horses, which are next to the plants. So should she have to water the plants?
Well, and why is she coming to the house? Well, I guess you got to feed the horses, but...
But still, the lady's gone to say, look, it's my holiday. I want to be out exploring. We'll be eating out. I don't want to be focusing my trip around watering these plants.
Fair enough, I think. To me, it doesn't sound like it's that hard to do. Like, but I also think that it is your holiday. And why should... Like, if you went to a hotel and they're like, hey, can you guys just... water those plants over there.
Yeah.
Like, while you're in.
Can you do that?
And do your sheets too.
Can you clean your bathroom?
Yeah.
All of it, please. Yeah, I find it a little odd. See, earlier in the year, I was in Queensland with some friends, and we got an Airbnb. And similar to this lady, there was signs everywhere. You stepped inside, you look around, it's laminated pieces of paper everywhere with a new rule. You're in a bedroom, there's a new rule. If you're in the kitchen, new rule. It was bonkers. It was like, why have you got your house up on Airbnb anyway?
Yeah, if you're worried
and she
that
popped
people...
into the house twice.
Nah, that's not on.
It was really odd. So, no, it's a no for me. The rules need to go. Obviously, you have your stock standard, but that is a little quirky.
52232955. Did the house owner have some ridiculous rules while you were staying there? Doesn't have to be an Airbnb, obviously.
Oh, could I've
be
had like some landlords. I've had some odd landlords
renting,
as well.
You know, and just like random requests. Like,
what's
or
going on there?
Popping over just out of the blue. 52232955. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock. Right now, 52232955. Did the house owner have ridiculous rules, Herbs?
There's a lady in the UK who's finally booked an Airbnb for her and her partner, and she's kicked up a stink, taken it to Mum's Net to ask if this is okay. Because the owner has asked her to water their 10 pot plants every single day, even though the owner will be coming to feed the horses at the same house. Ridiculous.
Just seems a bit odd.
I just mean, like, let the plants die. How long that she's moving in there for? You know,
and why have, like, stuff that you need to maintain and then rent your house out?
Exactly. You know what I mean? That's a great bit odd. Point. We have had Carla message us at our Facebook page. She said, not rules as such, but he or his son would come around to do our lawns, but beforehand would take our washing off the line if there was any and fold it. That's nice.
That is nice.
That's nice. You don't want to get damaged by the grass. And then they would let themselves in to bring it into the house, sometimes the bedroom. I was home one day heavily pregnant, resting on the bed, and the son scared the life out of me.
Oh, it would, I reckon.
I'm not sure about that. I understand hanging it off the line, but to go through your drawers, like, people put a lot of special stuff in their drawers.
I remember friends of mine got an Airbnb, and I don't think they weren't even allowed to play music at the... Because they must have had issues with neighbors or previous tenants or whatever it was. But they put on a little bit of music, but apparently it was literally on, the volume was like 10. So it was like you could just hear it in the room just so that, basically to kill the awkward silence. And then they got like a message saying, hey, we know you're playing music. The neighbors are complaining. And there's no way because they even went out and stood out in the patio or whatever it was.
Did the old sound check. Yeah.
Like, you can't even hear it. There's no way. And they're like, how does this fit? And they're like, okay, whatever. And he's like, we know that there's, six of you already in the house.
Oh, no.
And so like, how do you know this? And so they went around the house and then they found cameras
in
the house. So the Airbnb had cat, and so they were basically spying on them while they were staying in the Airbnb.
That's not legal. So
what they did was they pulled out the plugs, and then so the guys, obviously the owners, knew that they'd caught them, and then they basically didn't send them a text afterwards and said, "Hope you had a great trip and enjoyed your stay."
Music straight up,
yeah,
full blast.
I reckon for sure.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh on K Rock 955.